How's it going?
Well,
what are we doing?
Why are you talking?
What
I've started recording, you already started talking. You do this every time.
What are we doing? Oh shit, are we at, oh no, sorry.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
All
yeah.
right now?
Yeah, yeah, now I know what's going on, yeah.
Welcome to the Clean Car Collective. My name is Chris, and today I'm joined by Harry.
Hello, how are we, Chris?
All right, mate, yourself?
Yeah, good. Cheers.
What's happening?
We've got a MT40i in today, haven't we, for a two-stage machine polish, and then a ceramic coating, which we'll be putting on tomorrow. Hopefully we can get the polishing done today, but I think we'll be finishing off tomorrow.
I think you're right. It's that typical BMW paint, isn't it?
It's been a nightmare, isn't it? We started off with a medium pad, light compound. It just wasn't cutting, was it? So we've had to up it. And yeah, we get some really good results now. It's because we're detailers, mate.
Detailer. Yeah, no, it's coming along nicely. It's, I mean, it wasn't overly scratched or anything, but it's got lots of wash marring in it,
yeah,
which we think was done at dealership, maybe.
Yeah. Won't name the dealership, but dealership, yeah.
Dealership.
But no, lovely car. It's been customised as well, isn't it? So it's had spacers on the back, custom exhaust and inlet put on it. Wow, that's had a badge
side
colour
skirts, front,
yeah.
Front splitter.
Looks amazing, doesn't it?
Does
I couldn't even tell you what else has been done, but it's an absolutely stunning car. 2022 plate as well.
I like it.
Mate. It's,
well, you know I'm a BMW fan anyway.
Yeah.
Just don't like polishing the paint.
No. Definitely not. It's a nightmare, isn't it? It's so hard paint compared to something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always one of those ones that you kind of look at it, you go, yeah, that won't take long.
Yeah.
And it always
And then it always does. I mean, well, it's compare it to something like Subaru paint. It's just completely different. Subaru paint's so easy to work with. It's soft.
Yeah, but you could lean on a Subaru and burn straight through it and end up through the passenger door.
There is that, but we try not to do that.
So, how are you finding things at the moment, business-wise?
Yeah, absolutely rams, mate.
Good.
Absolutely gone crazy. We're fully booked up now until mid-November, which is obviously great news, all with ceramic coatings. I think the valeting's died down, the valeting sides of it, doing full interior exterior valets, but the detailing and ceramic coatings has really picked up. We're the busiest I think we've ever been for in terms of ceramic. So, can't complain, mate.
Well, that's what's good. Cool. You know, I think I must just explain to everyone, we're trying out some different mics today. We're working on mics and a iPhone, believe it or not, rather than our normal proper podcast setup. So if it's a bit fuzzy, apologies, but you know, everything's at home at my house. I'm a bit waiting for some more over the internet podcasts to be done. Yeah, I think we're finding at the moment detailers are either really busy,
yeah,
or quiet. And it doesn't seem to be an in-between.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And what certainly from the feedback we're getting from people is if they're out there and they're advertising and they're advertising in the right way,
yeah,
they're picking up lots of work.
Yeah.
You know, if they've kind of pulled back from a bit of advertising because it is quite tough at the minute, particularly with cost of living, etc., then we're finding that what's happening is that they're not getting any work.
Yeah.
So, you know, certainly from our perspective, we've done a lot of incentives. We are advertising constantly on Facebook now.
Yeah, Facebook's a really good one, especially for me anyway, because I can target the audience.
Yeah.
Which is great. For being a detailer, it's absolutely great, because you can go on, find the little village pages where you live.
Yeah.
Just share a post on there once a week. And
yeah.
I'm absolutely, that's, I don't do, obviously, you know, my Instagram, haven't used that in over a year. And I don't intend to because I get enough from it. TikTok, practically famous.
TikTok, I don't know how you do it. Well, I do know how you do it on TikTok. Your TikTok, one, your stuff's like lightly entertaining. Anyway,
yeah.
But more to the point, because I think because you still got it as a personal page.
Yeah, it'd be quite aggressive. Yeah, I'll get more views.
then you still manage to get to lots of views without having to pay and stuff. So that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
One of your videos just went over 100K.
Yeah, it's literally as we've been sat here, wasn't it? It was 90,000 this morning, and then checked it at lunchtime. It's 102,000, I believe.
108.
But I think, yeah, going back to the advertising with people being quiet, because I think that's quite a point at the minute. It's targeting the right people, isn't it? And creating adverts which aren't the same every time.
Yeah.
They're quite personalised, because I personalise my adverts and the way I do it is about my business. I don't copy other people's adverts.
Yeah.
As such, it's all quite tailored to how I want my business to look.
We see quite a lot of samey stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know we've touched on this in the past in terms of some of our previous podcasts, and it's I think it's a valid point that we keep trying to push home with people that you need to stand out, need to do something different.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone very early as a brand in terms of Halloween.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Way before anybody else has.
I've done nothing.
Yeah.
At all for Halloween.
But I think, you know, none of the other brands have really come out with anything.
Not
just
that
yet.
I've seen, no.
Not yet. So we tried to be a little bit proactive. Of course, the challenge then is, well, Halloween's not far off. Where are we? 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's not far away, is it?
And then you've got Black Friday coming.
Everything comes quite quick, doesn't it? Yeah.
And then it's Christmas.
The run up to Christmas, which is going to be.
Yeah. So when we look at what we're doing for a marketing plan, and I don't want to, you know, give too many things away, we're doing a buy one, get one free offer at the moment on consumer stuff, which we've never really run before. That seems to be being.
It's a good offer, yeah. Successful. It's really, really good offer, isn't it?
I mean, it's Saturday today. We've come in. We don't normally come in over the weekend. And I think I've packed about 20 orders for orders overnight.
Yeah.
And then we'll do something else for Black Friday because you can't keep doing the same one.
Yeah, you're going to have to mix it up a little bit, aren't you?
Mix it up a bit. And then Christmas, we'll do something completely different again. So, yeah. I mean, it's... I think a lot of people are advertising winter care packages.
Yeah, I've sort of drawn back on that now. Just because I'm so busy anyway, it's the sense of I don't want to... Oh, well, I was talking to you about it the other day. I don't want to be overbooked where I'm giving people a two-month wait list and turning people away as such. Which
yeah,
because
I think you lose people.
Yeah, and they don't come back and they obviously go to other people. So I try and work about three weeks in advance max. But obviously if it takes me on a more in advance than I am, but... I try and keep it like that because then people aren't waiting too long and you keep your customers happy and you can obviously fit your regulars in as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we've always done the same in our detailing bay here. We never, ever wanted to be booked 2 months in advance.
No.
Not even a month in advance, like 3 weeks at a push.
Yeah,
and some
yeah.
people kind of go, why would you want to, you know, ram it out? Well, no, because if you just ram it out with crap jobs...
Exactly, and when you come to the end of that 2 months and everyone else has gone elsewhere, what are you going to do?
Then what are you going to do, yeah.
You then at that point of, especially coming into Christmas now, it's great to be booked up in Christmas time because it shows that you can be busy. However, people use Christmas as Christmas presents as well, don't they, for detailers, valet, ceramic coatings. It's another way you can advertise, isn't it, to gain business. So do vouchers. I'll be doing that.
Vouchers are a great one.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got... Lorraine bought me a voucher for a shop in town last Christmas. And I kind of saved off using it for when I wanted something.
Yeah, exactly.
Then used it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's awesome. I don't even have to touch the bank account.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Vouchers. It's bloody brilliant. So, yeah, vouchers are a good idea.
They're easy to make as well.
Oh, they're adorable.
Really easy to make, aren't they? And then you can just email a PDF out of the voucher. To customers, you don't need to go and deliver them and give them a physical voucher as such. I think that's quite old fashioned, isn't it? So,
yeah,
but yeah, that's an avenue I'll be going down heading up to Christmas. Maybe end of November, I'll start flying out vouchers. But yeah, it's see how it goes over Christmas and the new year. I think January is going to be a quiet month for everyone, tightens the purse strings.
It depends on the weather in January as well.
Yeah,
like if we get hit with lots of snotty snow and crap. That's when it goes real quiet. Yeah. You know, if it's just cold, nobody really minds. They still want to get their car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you're right, 100%.
So, all right. So this M240i is in a black metallic. It looks awesome.
It looks really aggressive, doesn't it?
So let's do the game. You asked me the question earlier. This or an Audi
RS3? I think I'd have to go for this.
Me too.
I'm not a massive Audi fan, and I never was a fan of the 2 Series, as I said to you earlier, but this just, it's next level, isn't it?
This car. It's a cracking car. It's aggressive enough, but without being too in your face.
Yeah, that's it. And all black. I like that. platform. It looks really, really smart.
Yeah. Porsche or Ferrari?
You know, I'm a Porsche fan.
Oh, yeah.
GT3 RS.
Okay.
Has to be for me.
Well, my estimation of you has gone down slightly.
Here we go then. Bentley or Rolls Royce?
Bentley.
I'd take a smart car.
What?
Over those two.
Would you really?
I just don't. It's not my sort of thing. It's not.
Nonsense.
No, they're not like fast, are they? Well, no, they are, but they're not like fun, are they?
Well, Continental's a nice car.
Yeah, the GT.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. It's not best. What's your dream car then?
Dream car?
Any car.
Any car ever.
Yep.
I'm a massive Ferrari fan.
Yes, you are. You've said that before.
I've always liked the 355.
Yeah.
However, I think the 488 is a very pretty car.
I do like that.
And I wouldn't take a Lamborghini.
Would you not? No. They always break down.
Well, can we caveat that with it's rumoured that too? Or do we, you know, for legal purposes, it's a...
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them personally on the side of the road.
I think.
You can say that.
Can you say that?
Yeah, you can say that. It's personal opinion.
I mean, that's...
I'd love a Lambo. I'm not saying I wouldn't have a Lambo. I'd
never say no to one.
If someone said, here's the keys, off your pot, I'm gone.
Yeah, you're not going to say.
Range Rover. Or...
Well...
Because you're not a Range Rover fan, are you?
Go on. What's
Let's go with... I don't know. What matches with Range Rover? Jag. No, but it's not, is it? What style? Like, personally, I'm a Range Rover SVR.
You would?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
I quite like it. See, the thing is, with the Range Rover SVR and the old HSE Sports...
Yeah.
You know, the boxy ones before they changed the shape.
Yeah, I don't like them.
The old ones, I preferred. I thought they looked like a nice, aggressive, big 4x4. But it's a question of reliability, isn't it?
Can you say that? Where are you going with this, mate?
Well, I mean, it's reported in places quite widely.
It is.
Perhaps that reliability may be a challenge.
I love how you put that. Yeah, that's so like politically correct.
Politically aggressive, passive aggressive.
Yeah. Right, and Range Rover, last one. Range Rover, SVR. Or just a Range Rover then. Or a Volvo XC90. Because they're similar cars, they're both big. That's like Volvo's equivalent, isn't it, to a Range Rover? So
they're both similar cars, they're both big. That's like saying a smart car or a Lotus Elise. Because they're both small.
Smart car. I couldn't drive a Lotus Elise. I wouldn't fit in one, mate.
Have you ever driven one?
No, I don't like them. I really, there's something about them I just don't. My mate had one.
Great fun. It is like sitting in a go-kart.
Yeah, what are you sitting like? You're sitting in a go-kart. A mini.
What, an old school mini?
Yeah. Or
my
just
first
any.
Car. That was my first
I had a mini as my first car. Mini 1 I had, which was a 2000.
Oh, no, not this.
Oh, I had two. No, you had a proper old yeah, but you're like old, aren't you?
I am old. Yeah, I'm. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, my first car was younger than you. It was 2002.
Don't make me swear. Yeah, no, I had a Mini Mayfair 1 litre auto.
And think how much that's worth
auto.
Now.
Auto. Like 3 gears.
Is that because you can drive manual though?
I can, but it was my mum's car.
Oh.
And my mum can only drive auto.
Oh, so you ended up having an auto.
So it was literally like
a go
driving a go kart.
It's like roller skating on your foot, isn't it?
Stop and corner like buggery. Yeah. You know, that thing. I literally had that in a 4-wheel slide once around the corner. And I've never told my mum about
it. No.
But yeah, I remember we came it was downhill luckily. So then it got up to speed to see.
It wouldn't have gone up the hill.
So downhill, and yeah, my mate forgot where we were going, and then he turned
left,
and then I was like, sugar, we got to go left here, and just threw this thing, and it like screeched like anything, and it was just screwed around the corner.
And that's how you made a memory right there.
That's it. Well, yeah, I think it's the first time I properly may have needed to clean the seats, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's, you know what, mate, though, you're a detailer. So well, you could have done that.
I wasn't then.
No. That's what led you to be one, isn't it?
Trying to get a stain out.
So now you see. But I know what's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that? Done over?
Oh, yeah. Man. But think how much they're worth now.
And I still prefer them.
The old Minis.
Mm.
Oh, there's something about an older car, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's more character, isn't there? Petrol, more character.
Do you treat the same in terms of women? Is that your same thought process? Something about an older woman, there's more character.
And on that note, we're not going to go there. More experience. I'm not unprofessional, so I would not comment on anything like that, Christopher.
Right.
Is the mic off yet?
Yeah, mic's still on.
But so right, bud, we better get on.
Should we crack on with this car?
Let's get it done. Right. You're slacking, you're still on your first panel, mate.
Ooh. I'm catching. I've got to give you space to catch you up. Have you? Because you are speed,
yes,
double the speed. You work at half. I work at double.
That,
speed.
Mate, just give up because it hasn't worked, has it? That
it's Saturday. I'm not.
We shouldn't be at work.
I shouldn't be here. I should be at home.
And you know the best thing. You're here tomorrow with me, mate.
Yeah, thanks.
But yeah, let's get it done.
Good. Right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for playing again on our podcast.
Yeah.
Hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, then please subscribe. Please tell your friends.
Tell us what your dream car is.
Tell us what your dream car
is. That's quite good, yeah.
Send us in what your dream car is and what your most hated car would be that you'd never ever purchase. Something like a...
I know. What's yours? Right, go on then. Dream car and one you'd never do. Well, now that we've said this.
Dream car Ferrari, you know that.
Yeah, mine's
car
GT3.
Car I'd never buy.
Yeah.
I have a running joke. If I ever see one on the road, I literally say, if you own and drive one of those, you hate cars.
Yeah.
Dacia Sandero.
Yeah.
Or the Duster. Or either.
What am I?
Go on.
Fiat Panda.
A Fiat Panda?
And cars like that, that's a you don't like. You, because
they've got a bit of cult status.
No, wait. Is it the light boxy one? The
boxy one, yeah.
Yeah, with flowers up the side of it. Who puts flowers on their car?
It's either that, or do you remember when there was that phase of putting eyelashes on your
Yeah.
On the lights.
And bumblebees on the boot.
Yeah.
Ladybirds on it. Yeah, nice.
That's it. Nice. Yeah, this car's powered by fairy dust.
Jake's car's there. He's not here.
Jake's car is still sat here because his driving school, that he's meant to do an intense driving course, let him down. So he can't drive still.
No, but we could go and get some flower stickers and flower power his car up, couldn't we?
I think we should just on the back put, this car's powered by fairy dust.
Impermanent marker. Don't even sticker it.
Spray paint it on. Yeah, let's do it. Right. That vicious note about your son's car. Have a great day. Thanks very much for joining
the podcast. Thank you very much.
Hope you've enjoyed it. And like and subscribe.
Follow Auto Perfect on TikTok.
Yeah, you can follow Auto Perfect as well.
Little shout out.
He's there. Follow him on TikTok. TikTok. He is TikTok famous.
I am. He loves it. Viral
in so many ways. Goodbye.
Goodbye.